Good morning, y'all. It is week 12 for college football. We're back here, Red Zone Sports. Welcome, everybody, and thank you for tuning in. Hopefully, everybody continues to have a pretty good season and good week last week as far as hitting that cash line and possibly even taking something down in the DraftKings streets. Last week was a little bit weird. I mean, we had some major chalk like Ollie Gordon go down. He just got kind of stifled after getting beat up. Oklahoma State got taken to the woodshed, which was not ideal considering how high I was on them last week. Last week was pretty decent for me. Hopefully everybody, again, had kind of a similar feel. We are on to week 12 here. Season is almost over. We got a few more shots to kind of take something big down. So let's try and do that this week. Before we get started, please hit the thumbs up. Helps us a ton. If you're not subscribed, that helps a ton as well. So either of those, both of those would be greatly appreciated. On to week 12, as I mentioned. So on DraftKings here for week 12, I believe we have another 12-game slate here. We have, going through the games, Louisville at Miami, where Louisville is a one-point favorite on the road. Tyler Van Dyke is back as the starting quarterback for the U. Oklahoma goes to BYU, where they're a 24-point road favorite. Michigan goes to Maryland, where they're a 19.5-point favorite here. Little bit of an interesting spot. I mean, some people are thinking, could it be a letdown spot after that Penn State game last week? We'll see. Rutgers goes to Penn State, where the Nittany Lions are 20-point favorites at home. App State, James Madison. James Madison's a 9-point favorite at home. Utah, Arizona, the Cats are a 1-point favorite at home. North Carolina, Clemson, 7-point favorite to Clemson. Kind of like North Carolina in this spot in terms of the gambling spread. Wake Forest goes to Notre Dame, where, Notre Dame's a 24.5-point favorite. UCLA goes to USC, 6.5-point favorite to the Trojans. Georgia, Tennessee, Georgia's a 10.5-point road favorite. Oklahoma State's a 7-point favorite on the road to Houston, and Oregon a 23.5 favorite going to Arizona State. So when we look kind of at general slate overview, I would say is what we like typically like to call it. I think there's a good mix and blend this week of quarterbacks kind of high up that if you want to pay up for that, I think could have potential ceiling spots. I think there's also a few quarterbacks that are up here that I like a ton. But my biggest concern is blowout potential this week. We talk about Oregon. Oregon's the main spot. Let's be honest here. So that's the one that I fear the most, that game could be 30-0 in middle of the second quarter. And we just don't see ceiling games from guys like Bo Nix, Bucky Irving. And that puts some fear into me. But I think they are in an amazing spot here. I think it's definitely a team that you have to get a piece of this week. They are still very much alive for not only the Pac-12 championship game, but also making the playoff. If they can get into that game, knock off Washington, I think they got a shot here. So they don't want to stumble. They want to stay hot. I think Oregon's in a really good spot here. But that's the one fear kind of trappy game that I have some concerns with from DFS. Going to quarterbacks up top that I do like, there's a lot of them, man. I mean, I think Caleb Williams, you got to have some interest in. UCLA, there's rumors this week that they're firing Chip Kelly here in a few weeks. UCLA is down bad lately. I think the one interesting spot why I have some interest in Caleb most of all is this is USC's last game. This very much could be Caleb Williams' last game as a USC Trojan. Kind of like that narrative a little bit. Like, could we see Caleb just go absolutely bonkers here and just smash for, you know, 5-6 touchdowns? Like, I don't think that's out of the question here. So Caleb's interesting at 10-9. We just talked about Bo Nix at 10-8. I think both of those guys are very playable in this spot this weekend. Dylan Gabriel, definitely one of my favorites. He bounced back in a major way last week. 9,800. He's on the road to BYU, which shouldn't put up too much of a fight here. They started out as a much better team, but they've definitely, like, the tires have bled air the entire way, and they're just hoping to make it to the finish line of the season. I mean, Dylan Gabriel last week, 420 yards, 5 touchdowns passing. another 50 and 3 touchdowns on the ground. I don't quite expect 63 DraftKings points out of the guy, but give me half of that. I'll take 30, 31. But geez, Louise, if you didn't have Dylan Gabriel last week versus West Virginia, kiss a goodbye, I would say. So definitely a good spot. Drake May is the one that I want a piece of for sure here. He's 9,600. So he's dropped down a little bit in terms of price tag. Everybody is definitely valuing a very good Clemson defense, let's be honest, at Clemson. But I think this is a game where Drake May could really make his name in terms of going into Clemson and pushing Caleb for what some people think could be the number one pick for sure. He has played some good defenses this year. Duke, Miami's got a good defense. Let's see. Yeah, he's had some good, not a ton, but he's had a few games against good defenses, and it doesn't really matter. I do think the way to actually get Clemson as well is in the passing game. So I think May, depending on ownership, if he's going to be a little bit contrarian, I have quite a bit of interest in him this week. I think Carson Beck has to be on your radar as well. He's been fantastic these last few weeks. 25 points. He had the 19 against Mizzou. 24, 34, 18. So, yeah, I mean, he's getting you 23, 24 average points at 9K. You know, we'd like a little bit more. We have not seen quite that ceiling game because Georgia's so balanced, but I think he's a very safe play in the spot. So cash games, things like that, definitely live for those. Jordan McLeod for JMU, I think, is very much in play for me. He's just been awesome this year, man. Like, every single game he delivers. His last 5, 36, 55, 33, 26, 24. So, again, we've seen, like, early in the season, games 1, 2, and 3, he was very slow out of the gates. But since then, he's absolutely dominated. He plays an App State team now. Very vulnerable, I would say, through the pass. I like him quite a bit this week. I think the price tag is right at 8,300. I'm expecting he's going to be pretty popular, in my opinion. But I think Jordan McLeod makes a lot of double stacks work. I think he's a really good play here. I know I skip over a lot of guys. I don't have any interest this week in J.J. McCarthy, Plummer. I don't have any interest in Tagovailoa. Donovan Smith is the next guy that I have a little bit of interest in. He is like the ultimate GPP play here. We've seen him have games of 17, 2, 6. Very bad, like really ugly games here. But we've also seen him go for 30 points, 35 points. 41, 38. He has some nuke spots already multiple times this season. I think this is one. Oklahoma State just plays in shootouts and weird games. I think this could be another one that we see kind of gets up there and score. I kind of like Donovan Smith here. He's got very good stacking options, sorry. And I think he's someone definitely to keep on your radar and consider in terms of like your secondary stack. Or if you just want to go cheap with a McLeod, Donovan Smith, I don't hate that either. Allows you to get some of these big guns up top at the receiver running back position. Alan Bowman's probably the other guy that I'm going to consider here. You know, he's having similar like what I just said, Donovan Smith, the other side of that game. They just play in wild games, weird games, high scoring games. If Ollie Gordon is kind of shut down once again, which I don't anticipate happening, you could see Bowman throw for multiple scores at 7,100. I think that's a pretty good price tag for him. Some other guys in here, Sam Hartman, I think he has not been amazing. He's not exactly what I expected this year for Notre Dame, just more of an efficiency play. But he is playing his former team, Wake Forest. Maybe he kind of turns up for that one. I don't know. Tyler Van Dyke has not been great. I mean, obviously, he got benched. He came back in, immediately threw a pick last game against Florida State. Tough matchup, I get it. But Louisville is nothing to sneeze at. But if you think Tyler Van Dyke goes out there and just kind of YOLOs it and says, you know what, I got nothing to lose at this point. Let's try to light these guys up. Maybe that's a spot. I'm not going to really go back to Cade Klubnik. I think you can, but... I don't know. Clemson's offense just doesn't really do it for me. Stacking options are tough. I'd rather just take Drake May and know that I have the best side of that game on offense and take the running side for Clemson. The other one, if you want to look at it, I'm going to be playing more of the running game in this one, but if you want to look to Ethan Garbers for UCLA, you can definitely do that. As we know, USC's defense is absolutely pitiful. So any Bruin against USC this weekend is definitely live. Garbers has just been okay. You know, even when they smash, he doesn't really, you know, 22, 21 points is kind of a ceiling. So I don't know, 6,400 is fine. So if you want to play that, don't mind that at all. Moving to the running back position, I think Ollie Gordon up top, self-explanatory. I do expect his ownership to come down after last week's bust spot. It kind of had to happen. The guy was averaging like 250 yards a game. So it was bound to kind of come down here. If we see his ownership absolutely like really tank, being that his price tag is still extremely high, 8,800, I'll definitely get a lot of shares of him this week. I think this is a really good spot for him against Houston. But we'll see if he's going to be 50, 70, 80% owned again. I think it's definitely a, you know, a roll of the dice that you can't fade him because he needs so much to pay off here. He needs at least 40 points at that price tag, I think, to like feel really good about him. And the main reason is Bucky Irving at 7,600, Amarian Hampton at 7,300 for North Carolina. I think Andre Estime at 8,000. I think those guys all have similar 30-point upsides. So that's why I'm saying if you're going to pay the extra 1,200, 1,500, yeah, you need another like 10 points out of him. It's tough, but I don't know. I think he definitely can pay off. He has hit, you know, that multiple times, 47, 56, 52 points this season already. But that's what you need out of him if you're going to pay 8,800 at running back. So if you think this is the spot, let it fly, baby, because I think he can do it. My favorite play probably on the slate is Carson Steele for UCLA. I actually think sneakily you can play both UCLA running backs on this slate. Once again, USC cannot stop anybody. I think you could, yeah, you could play Carson Steele and TJ Harden, double it up, and just think that they get it all through the ground here. Yeah, I think that's a very sneaky way to attack this slate. USC sucks against on the ground, so Carson Steele will definitely make a lot of my lineups, but I think TJ Harden is kind of interesting as well. Will Shipley for Clemson came back. He was out touch last week for Maffa, but he was definitely the better player. I expect Shipley to kind of regain the bell cow back, or at least the lead back in this offense, based on how good he looked last week. I think in this area, I mean, I don't know, man. I think I'd love to play Marshawn Lloyd, but USC just won't use him. Same thing for Tawi Walker. Can't pronounce that. They just won't use the guys. 8 carries a game. Nick Singleton, same thing. 8 carries a game. I think Kendall Milton is a little bit interesting. 9 carries, 10 carries. It's the same thing, man. I just don't know if I can play these guys that are high fives, low sixes who are going to get 8, 9 touches when you could just play someone like Carson Steele, or you can play, let's just say, Jawar Jordan, or you could play Will Shipley. Like, these guys are at least going to get the touches. So for me, that's how I'm kind of attacking it. Some other guys I have some interest in, I think Jordan James, I'm going to take some shots on at 5,500. I think we just talked about Oregon's in a great spot here versus ASU. This thing could be a blowout, but I could see James getting multiple touchdowns in this one as well, being that they probably don't need a full workload for Bucky Irving in this game. So James for me, I'll take some shots on, some flyers on. But really, again, I talked about anybody in this Oregon offense. I think you could really roll the dice on here this weekend. Jaquindon Jackson for Utah, 5,400. Seemed like he was back last week. He had, I think, 17, 18 touches, which was great. Let me see here. Just pull it up. Dead airwaves on the podcast. Awesome. Sorry. No, he only had 10 touches, but 17 DraftKings points as he popped 2 in the end zone. Obviously great efficiency versus a tougher Washington matchup, I would say. Arizona is going to be similar, but if you're going to get 15 touches out of Jackson, I think 5,400 is totally fine. And then the other side of that game, Jonah Coleman, he's up to 5K now, but I think he's definitely alive like he was last week. Moving to receiver real quick. I mean, I'm just going to touch on some of my favorites, guys. Like, there's a ton of people in here that you could definitely play. I mean, again, anybody above like 6,500, I think is in a totally fine spot. I will not be playing Jamal Banks. I will not be playing Drake Stoops. I will not be playing probably Taj Washington or Tez Johnson. I just think these guys are too expensive for the matchup, or they're in a blowout potential and they may not get there for me. So who does that leave? I'm going to go through here. Tez Walker for North Carolina, if I'm going all the way up, that's kind of my guy. I think Bowers is in consideration, as he always is. Georgia wants to keep that perfect streak going, and Tennessee could give him a little bit of a game early on. So you could see Bowers, you know, leaned on a little bit more in this matchup. Thrash for Louisville, always fantastic play, 7,400. I think McMillan for Arizona at 6,800 is my preferred play for that team. He's been absolutely going off the last few weeks. Utah is a more of a challenge, but I think the receiver is pretty safe in this spot. Restrepo for Miami is kind of dropped down a little bit, 6,600. I really like him here in this. One of my sneaky plays of the day. It was one of Tyler Van Dyke's favorite targets all year long. The minute Van Dyke kind of went down and started being benched or not playing as much, you saw Restrepo's workload go down. Now that Van Dyke is back, put two and two together, I think Restrepo bounces back here and has a huge game, 6,600. Nick Anderson for Oklahoma at 63 is my favorite stacking option for Oklahoma. I think Manjack for Houston, 5,600 is a great price tag for him. Owens and Presley for Oklahoma State, 5,600 and 5,500. Another reason why I like Alan Bowman, those two guys are cheap and been very productive for this team. For JMU, I think Reggie Brown and Surratt are both good, 5,600, 5,500, both very clean to stack there. Tyler Brown, if you are going to go to Cade Klubnik for Clemson, is a really good spot, 4,900 for me there. Logan Loya for UCLA, I think we talked about him and Stravant, who, man, Stravant has dropped in price tag. Wow. But Loya is kind of their number one, I would say, if you're looking at it, again, against a very poor USC defense. He's very much in play at 4,500. These other guys is just a typical Chip Kelly offense, man. They just spread the ball around where each guy gets one to two catches a game. Really tough to project. But again, for some of these guys, the price tag is good in the threes. So Stravant, Cam Brown, all those dudes, if you want to take a shot at those guys in the 3K range and just kind of mix it up, like if you're playing four lineups, just one for each of them, definitely don't mind at all, because again, USC is so pitiful. Chances are they're going to give up some huge plays here in this one. And then for me, I think Sproles for JMU is my favorite pay down though, 3,600. He's very much involved in the offense. I think he's wide receiver three for these guys. JMU again in a good spot. So that's kind of where I'm going. That's kind of my overview, my player pool this weekend. Good luck to everybody. As always, as news starts breaking and we start seeing some things happen leading closer to kickoff, I will be on the interwebs on the X machine dropping notes and info. So please follow me over there. I'm at the Notorious VJL, as you can see right there. And hopefully everybody gets something out of this show. Good luck this weekend. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up and subscribe. Till next.